don't you love how God works? He is God and will not share his glory with anyone. So just to make sure that we know that it is him doing all the heavy lifting, the Bible teaches us that he uses the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He uses those of us who don't have the ability to succeed on our own to succeed so that everyone knows that it is God who made it happen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 through 31, the Bible says, "But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one can boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us the wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." So make no mistake, God is in control, and when he takes control, no one can share his glory. So if you think you aren't smart enough, strong enough, or charismatic enough to be used by God, remember that this is where God likes to operate. It is only when we think that we are God's gift that he shows us that we're not. Remember the story of David? God used a shepherd boy above his other brothers to bring down Goliath. And David knew, just like we should know, that it was God's strength, not his, that slew the giant. So if you dare to boast, make sure that you boast in the Lord. Anything else is like trying to share the glory with God.
If you'd like to send us a comment, or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. There is story after story in the Bible where God chooses what we might consider to be the least likely candidate to accomplish his will. And in every case, there is no mistaking God's power in the mission. That is by design, so that those of us who think we are strong in our own strength or wisdom will be shamed. I remember God using someone who I thought was totally unqualified, who touched someone with their hand and the power of God literally flowed from it to heal the other person. He wasn't a pastor, an elder, or even a pillar of the church. He was just a damaged, emotionally challenged boy. And yes, I was shamed, and God received all the glory.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.